And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. Y'all, this is, I'm talking about Alabama. I mean, we go like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, we're going to go straight to the phones. This is not part of the triple dipper for the day. This is a we're gonna chase a little rabbit trail, but it's an important one. And so Malia Stevens is a licensed professional counselor. She has been on this show at least two, maybe three times. A couple of them most recently, once while she was in studio with us for a couple weeks ago. And she has been just working so hard on a piece of legislation that, in my opinion, is one of the biggest pieces of low-hanging fruit I have ever seen. Like, why would you not? But it's House Bill 167. And so without me just saying it all, let me just bring her around right now and let's talk to Malia Stevens about where we are and what that bill does as a reminder. Malia, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for keeping me updated. And you and I were texting this morning, and you made known that, you know, of course, it's the last couple of days of the session and that mm-hmm. we may have it to the floor, but still an uphill battle in some ways. But do me this, Malia, remind the audience quickly what the bill is so that they can refresh their memory and then go from there.
Certainly. So we're talking about HB 167, the Children's Device Protection Bill, and it simply requires device manufacturers who make commonly used devices, such as tablets and smartphones, which there's three companies, Google, Apple, and Amazon, to simply turn on the existing filter when the phone is activated or the tablet is activated for a minor in the state of Alabama. It's a very simple software update. They do this with Chromebooks now after a tremendous amount of pressure. Apple does it with certain devices for 12 and under. It's a very simple thing for them to do. This bill passed unanimously in Utah a few weeks ago. It passed unanimously in the House again this year, as it did last year with strong bipartisan support. And we made it through Senate committee, and people across the state of Alabama, concerned parents, grandparents, teachers, they all want to see this pass because they're seeing the epidemic of the pornography health crisis, you know, affecting our children. And we want to see this provide a layer of protection for kids. It's very simple. It's not costly. And we're right at the same place where we were last year, where it's made it through all the way through the House unanimously, made it through Senate committee. We are waiting for the final vote. Last year, it was not allowed to go on the floor for a final vote, even though we had the vote for it to pass. So this year, we're kind of in the same position of waiting to see if Senate leadership is going to listen to the outcry from parents and grandparents, or if they're going to listen to pressure from lobbyists representing the interests of big tech and the porn industry.
Yeah, so let me just jump on that for a minute. I made a statement before you came on the air that when you have a Republican supermajority, that if something doesn't pass, it's only because they didn't want it to. I mean, there's none of this. Well, we didn't have time, or we didn't have the votes, or we didn't have the Democrat support. You don't have to have it. You own the calendar. You own the ability to put things on the floor, and you own the supermajority necessary to get the right amount of votes if you want to. And right now, we're just basically fighting the lobbying effort.
Pretty much that's what it boils down to. And the lobbyists, unfortunately, as I shared on your show previously, in that last hearing, they made it very plain what their agenda was. They said, we are all for consumer protection as long as it's not at the expense of economic progress. We have gotten Google and Facebook to come to this state. We don't want to give them a reason to leave. We don't want to make them angry. Essentially, if you pass this bill to protect children in Alabama, you might anger these companies and they might get punished, which is what is, you know, it's very disturbing to say they boil down. This is what our priorities are, is profit over protection for consumers, in particular protection for kids. But having worked with the National Center on Sexual Exploitation since 2013, that does not come as a surprise to me, because having seen our nonprofit go toe to toe with pornography companies, with big tech companies, they do not look out for the best interest of consumers at all. They look out for the bottom line. And the only way they're going to be forced to do the right thing is through you know, pressure through regulation like this. It's the only way they bend. So, and so that's basically what we're fighting between, is the interest in the protection of children or profit or in the interest of these companies.
Well, and I guess I got to go back and reiterate something that just really galls me, because when I first heard about this, I thought we were talking about something that had to be downloaded by the consumer or downloaded by the factory, but it's not. This is something that's already on the systems. It's simply a matter of turning it on when the item leaves and goes into the hands of the consumer, right? I mean, it's not like you're asking them. I mean, the idea that it's a burden on commerce or economic development is really just kind of a fallacious argument.
It is. It's completely fallacious in the sense that our bill explicitly states telecommunications companies like Verizon and AT&T are not held liable. Retail shops are not held liable. It has zero to do with them. And even the big tech companies are not held liable if there's some kind of error in terms of, you know, they'll say, oh, well, what if something squeaks through the filter and the child is exposed? It doesn't matter. The only thing they're asked to do is turn on the existing filter, the adult content filter that they have, because it does a pretty good, decent job. And we're looking at protecting little children from early accidental exposure, because research says that that's how they stumble upon it. And so all we're asking for is a simple software update that would make it default on instead of off. Right now it's defaulted off. All they got to do is switch it to defaulting on. We've talked to software engineers. They said this would be easy for these companies to do within a matter of hours. And we've got biometrics, geolocation. They know exactly what your phone's doing, where you are, how old you are. This is pretty simplistic thing for them that doesn't cost a dime. They just lose access to our kids. And they don't like to be told what to do.
Well, that's it. They don't like to be told what to do. That's a big part of it. But there's so many examples in the law of where we do this kind of thing already. Like for instance, there's a thing called the attractive nuisance doctrine. I'm going to get in the weeds for a second, but as an attorney, I can just tell you there's a thing called the attractive nuisance doctrine. Like the example is, if you have a pool in your backyard, and kids from the street can see it, and you don't have a fence around it, it becomes what they call an attractive nuisance. It attracts kids over to it, and they can get injured because you took no steps just to put a mere fence in front of it. And so if you can have physical liability for someone failing to put a fence around their pool, why can there not be just the requirement then that we put a fence around pornography on the phone? That's all we're talking about doing here, and we're not even asking them to buy the fence. That's what's so crazy.
Exactly.
Well, so AT&T and Apple and Google and Amazon, they don't want to play this game, and they've hired the Jones Group, which, by the way, the Jones Group, Greg Jones is a nice guy. I know him. He's a lobbyist. He's been doing it for a long time. But I'll be honest with you, he never used to have any sway with the Republicans. Never. And I'm surprised to hear that he's the lead on this and he's getting traction with the Republicans. But right now you believe you have the votes, but they're hiding behind the leadership. Is that what I understand?
Yes, sir. It seems as though the majority of the Senate want to see this pass. We've talked to a number of them, and we know it would pass if it's given a chance. But we're waiting, exactly like we were last year, to see if the two Senate leaders who basically write out the calendar, if they're going to prioritize it. And we hope they do. There's some indications that they might, but we don't want to be disappointed like we were last year where it was allowed to die, this bill that's so crucial to moving our state forward to protecting children that we've worked so hard to get to this point and is passing in, progressing in other states, that Alabama's children would be left behind because one or two people are listening to the interests of, lobbyists and special interest groups. Over what's best for kids.
And here's the other thing, too, Malia, and I think we may have said this when you were in studio the other day. When we passed pro-life legislation and made Alabama a decidedly pro-life state, we were told, you're going to run businesses out of the state. Military installations are going to close down. It's going to be horrible for economic development. And it has not made a bit of difference, not a single – because companies recognize that their goal is to make widgets and sell services. And the idea that one state does so few things slightly different usually just means good, healthy living in that state.
Right, exactly. And if they really are the kind of industry that says, we're so hell-bent on not having any kind of regulation at the expense of, you know, we're not worried about protecting kids. We just want our bottom line, and we're going to take advantage of Alabama's children. I think a lot of Alabamians would be like, if you're threatening to leave us over protect, you know, because we want to protect our kids, then fine, you know?
Yeah.
Because that kind of influence is not good for our state. If they're going to throw their weight around with leadership and try to influence our culture in that direction, I don't think any common sense person wants to see that happen, because you can have consumer protections and economic growth. They should go hand in hand. You know, they don't have to be opposed to each other.
No, they don't. You're right. So right. And you've done an amazing job. You and Leah Garner and some of the others that are all working the issue with you. Let me ask you this: procedurally speaking, they're probably going into the chamber. Well, they may have already gone in. Are they in right now?
I think they were in when I checked a little bit ago.
Okay.
They were in.
So if that's the case, and they already have at least the first calendar published, are you aware? Is it on the calendar, or is it on a second calendar for the day? Do you know?
I have not been told that we have any clear answers yet as to whether it or not. But I'm praying, a lot of people across the state are praying, that they will honor, you know, what they're indicating that it will be on for tomorrow. But if listeners would like to help us out and just, you know, send an email to President Pro Tem Greg Reed, Senator Jabbo Wagner, who set the calendar, and any other senators that, you know, they have in their district that they could reach out to urge them to support HB 167, it would definitely only help us. So,
well,
email with it.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, I'll give out the phone number right now. The phone number, if you want to call your senator, is 334-261-0800. That's 334-261-0800. Call them and tell them you want that bill on the calendar, House Bill 167. All right, Malia Stevens with Wellspring Christian Clinic. If you hear anything different, just text me and I'll update it on the air, okay?
Sure will, Phil. And I'll come back on and let you know the outcome so we can assess.
Okay. Thanks, Malia. All right. Blessings on you. See you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. That's she's doing amazing work, and I'm very hopeful. But let's take the break there, Big Rig. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll make it a clean break. We'll come on back, and we'll jump on into the first dipper, Lawfare. Oh, my gosh. It's been a day full of Stormy Daniels right now. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.